Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Know-How is brought to you by Squarespace, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website, blog, or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code KnowHow12.
Today we're going to show you how to rip your DVDs and play them on your Apple TV.
Today you'll know how to back up your home movies. Bop, bop, bop. I, as Actar Leo Laporte, this is Know How, the show where we show you how to do things. And this is one, when I said, we're going to show you how to rip DVDs, I said, doesn't everybody know how? But this is more than just ripping
more
them.
Than
this
just
is also
that.
Putting them on your Apple TV.
Well, you're holding the Apple TV right there. I got a DVD over here. If you notice something, Apple TVs don't have optical drives. So this is going to be not as easy as it should be, but got to make things complex because it's a lot more fun.
This would apply, though, to my iPad and other devices. Because, I mean, after all, one of the main reasons I like to make copies of DVDs is so I can take them on an iPad on trips.
Not just that. Now, a lot of folks, I'm going to get this out of the way right now. Because on Twitter, I told people about the project. They're like, why Apple TV? It's the most limited one. It's horrible.
This is the hardest one. Yeah, if you could do this, you could do anything.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. Now, there are other things out there like the WD Live boxes, other set-top boxes, Media Center PCs. They can all do this very easily.
Okay.
But the thing is, if you can tailor it to that difficult one, everything else is just super easy, especially when you want to make it portable to your iPad, to your Android phone, to whatever. It moves a lot faster, and even internet streaming of your own stuff moves faster when you're not messing with a bunch of codecs.
So we're going to start with a DVD of you jumping out of airplanes.
Yes, this is true. This is what this DVD is. Now, when you rip DVDs, there is something in the United States called the DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which makes it illegal to circumvent copy protection. This DVD doesn't have copy protection. So that's how I'm going to explain how this works.
Okay. However, if for some reason there were copy protection on this disc, would this technique we're about to show you defeat that?
It's possible. You might be able to do that. Okay. It's quite possible. But let's quickly explain this. So if we ripped a DVD, right? A DVD obviously is one format. So if we go to this nice, beautiful visual of how everything works, once you rip it...
Wait a minute. That's a child's toy.
This is
a
child's toy, right?
Visual. That's a child's toy.
When you rip something, it's kind of like, okay, I got the ripped file.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't play. This is...
It's like putting a round peg in a square hole.
This doesn't work. Now, I'm going to convert it. I'm going to make it into something else. Okay, now it's something else. Still close. Might work. Or this is not working. Once we do all our conversion, it's going to be as easy as... popping it through.
A square peg in a square hole.
Now, Media Center and VLC and Western Digital Live is all like this. You just kind of, you can sneak
you
around
put them
everything.
All in the side hole.
Very easy.
And it, in other words, it plays all the formats.
Plays
you don't
all
have
the
to
things.
Worry about formats. Is the Apple TV as flexible as that?
As that? No, your Apple TV is stuck
That's
to
a
one
square
of these.
Peg.
Here's our Apple TV, and here's our everything else. But then again, if it fits through here, it'll definitely fit through here. So it's a simple idea. I know it's crazy, but I quite enjoy doing this. So shall we rip the DVD, Leo?
So that's step one. In fact, let me write this down.
Go for it.
I've got this beautiful chalkboard here. And the chalk, though, is hidden way back here.
We keep the chalk away from Leo because...
They do. They hide it from
me. He likes to put it on his hands. He does pull-ups all the time with it.
Oh, you can tell the truth. I like to eat it when I get hungry for lunch.
I know not of what you speak.
So step one is we're going to do something called rip the DVD. What does that mean, rip?
Ripping the DVD is simply getting the contents of the DVD off of the DVD and onto your computer. So
convert the data that's on that optical disc into... bits on the hard drive.
Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to be able to take this off the optical media and put it or copy it right to your hard drive.
Now, there's software to do that, right?
There's lots of software out there.
What do you prefer?
Well, there's a bunch of them. Right now, on the Windows side, I think they have the most robust solutions. One of the old ones I used to use back in the day is called DVD Decryptor.
Is that still out? I think that's gone.
There's
it?
A mirror available. You can always find it online. This is always why you should have antivirus running. You want to double check, because when you're downloading things like this, you don't know what you're going to get sometimes. We'll have a link to the DVD decryptor.
But there are still available programs like Handbrake is good.
Handbrake, something has changed with Handbrake. Now, Handbrake does not decrypt DVDs when you put them in. Now, if you have an already unencrypted DVD, you have no problem.
It's H-A-N-D-B-R-A-K-E, like the brake in your car.
Yeah, and that's available at handbrake.fr, I believe, not the normal .coms.
You know what happened? The movie industry scared them.
Yes.
As it has done with a lot of companies. It's put many of these companies, like DVD Decryptor, out of business by suing them, saying it's illegal, as they point out, it's illegal to copy protected stuff. So Handbrake said, we're not going to do it, but if you happen to install a program, which you all should have anyway, called VLC, Video Land Client, from videoland.org, it just magically is able to copy protected discs.
There are fun workarounds. That's part of
it. It's not even a workaround. Just install this, then that works.
Then you're all set.
Yep.
One of my favorite ones right now is Make MKV. Now, this, for 30 days, you get it for free. You can rip as many things as you want. And if you take a look at the page, it says it reads DVD and Blu-ray discs. So assuming you had a Blu-ray disc that you wanted to copy, not that I'm suggesting that you do, but you could do with Make MKV. It costs $50 after the 30-day free trial. That 30-day free trial, you can use it for an unlimited amount of backups. But I highly suggest it. I've used it without fail, well, minus one thing lately, some audio glitches. But it's really, really robust and really easy to use. Once you have that file, you got to do something with it.
Handbrake and VLC are free. Make MKV is free to try, but costs money. Mm-hmm. There's also a company called SlySoft. They get away with this because they're in Trinidad and Tobago. They make commercial software for ripping both commercial DVDs and Blu-rays. This is also an excellent product from SlySoft.com. Anyway, that's three different solutions for copying virtually any kind of disc. Handbrake, I don't think, works with the Blu-rays. I think it's just regular
Handbrake
DVDs.
As long as you have the files, it can convert pretty much almost anything. MKVs, so if you use MKV first and then go through Handbrake, you'll be able to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to take
I hope there's not many more steps because I'm almost out of room. I'll have to flip the board open.
to flip the board. We're going to take my DVD. We're going to pop it into this machine, and we're going to rip this thing. It's only a five-minute video. So I'm going to show you Handbrake. If you've never used Handbrake, it's surprisingly easy to use. It's available.
It can sometimes be a little bit scary because of all the settings. But they have some standard presets that are almost always fine.
Also available from Mac and Windows, by the way. When the Windows client came out, I became very happy about it because I've actually seen the Windows rips, at least my friends, way better than mine. So I'm not sure why that is. All right, let's rip this DVD. What we're going to do, I'm just going to play this quick video and show you how this works. You're seeing Handbrake. And Handbrake has a bunch of presets already for you. So we're going to rip this for Apple TV 3.
That's kind of critical. So the settings, this is that round peg in the square hole thing. Mm-hmm. The settings are different depending on what you're going to play it back on.
Absolutely, because Apple TV is super finicky. And once it runs on that, every other thing will be able to use it.
What about quality? Is it going to sacrifice quality to use the Apple TV setting, or is that a pretty good setting?
Apple TV is a good start. Now, what you have options for is around in the middle of this of the actual window, you can change things like frame rate. You can change bit rates. If you guys don't know anything about frame rates and bit rates, think about it this way. Every video shot at a certain frame rate, movies, usually 24. I suggest selecting same as source because you don't want to add or subtract frames. That's silly. And for bit rate, now, if you want to wrap your head around that, everyone knows about resolutions, right? There's 1080p, there's 720p. But the thing is, it's how is it encoded? Blu-rays are ripped at around, or they're burned at 30 megabits per second. Tons of data, big, massive files. So if you want high quality, you can turn the bitrate way up. In the settings over here, you can see that in the window, it says average bitrate. You can change those. Really simple to change anything you want. However, the presets are pretty reliable. I just like to mess with a few settings like changing the frame rate. So we're going to do that. We're going to watch me check this. Now, there's also, in Handbrake, picture settings. That's me from years ago. I didn't have a beard. I had longer hair.
Wow.
Well, you can actually get a live preview of how it's going to look. So in case you're concerned, like, hey, is this going to look Any
it's a good thing that parachute worked, or we'd never know how to rip DVDs.
Well, yeah, parachutes are very helpful, especially since I was strapped to a person whose job depended on it.
Oh, he had a parachute.
Yes, he had the parachute. I was attached to him. And right now we're showing the live preview. So we're going to, for the miracle of television, you can see that the live preview showed a pretty decent video. We're going to accept
the
settings.
That's before it does anything. It'll let you know what it looks like.
Right.
That's nice.
So there are also filters and things if you want to change it. I know when I tried one setting, it looked super interlaced. You saw a whole bunch of things. Brian, if you could scroll down a little in the video there, you could see the picture settings in this little gray box here. You can make it detelescene-y. You can decomb, deinterlace. We'll have links to all of this stuff.
Should you just accept the defaults unless you know what you're doing on this?
For the most part, I would. But when you look at that live preview, if it doesn't look right, mess around with these settings.
Right.
Make a new live preview and test it out. So we'll move along. Let's see. So we're going to mess with that. I'm not going to mess with my settings too much. There's a lot of advanced settings if you want. You can, if you want, and you want to get into B frames and reference frames, this is all like Alex Lindsay stuff right here. You can mess with this to your heart's content. Lots of power with handbrake. Does chapter support? So if your DVDs have chapters, you could do that. So we're just going to go ahead and rip this DVD to an MP4.
So it's turning it into a file on the hard drive that is in the MPEG-4 or H.264 file format.
Right. So that's the codec, and that's basically like this giant box.
That's what we're going to be able to play back on almost anything.
Now, before we go ahead and make our MP4s all pretty for our Apple TV, let's thank our friends at Squarespace.
Let's. While you're ripping, I want to talk about the best place for your website, squarespace.com. I read a letter earlier today. This is so good. I got an email from, I'll just call him Keith. He's a Squarespace user. In fact, he's a DJ who uses his Squarespace site for images for his presentations, I guess. And he said he was very worried when Hurricane Sandy came through the Northeast a few weeks ago. He said, I was really worried about my Squarespace site. I'd heard you talk about how they have great uptime, and I'd never had a problem. But I decided, just in case, to copy my 5,000 images from my Squarespace site over to PhotoBucket in case Squarespace went down. He said, they never did go down. We had about 35 seconds of downtime in that whole 24-hour period. He said, I later found out that the CEO of Squarespace, Anthony Casalena, actually went over to their network operations center at Pier 1 and hand-carried fuel for the generators up from the basement so that they could keep those generators running. He said, Keith was just impressed as hell. He said, I will be a Squarespace customer forever. That's real commitment to customer support, and that's exactly why I love Squarespace. It's hosting for your website, but it's hosting using the best software you ever saw. This Squarespace content management system is great for anybody who wants to do a website, a blog, great if you want to do a portfolio, if you're a photographer, an artist, a designer. I think the best way to get a sense of what Squarespace can do for you is to go to squarespace.com, click that try button, because, you know, you not only do you not need a credit card, but you can get the whole realm of Squarespace at your fingertips without giving them any information for 2 whole weeks. You can import all your existing content if you've already got a website over. It supports all the major blogger APIs. By the way, you can also export anytime. You're never trapped in a Squarespace site. You can try all the templates, get that beautiful design going. If you are a developer, you'll find a great developer platform on Squarespace, including syntax, color coding, things like that. I mean, it's just really great for JavaScript, HTML5, CSS. I am just so blown away by the capabilities built into the software. Great stats, integration of all the social media, and what they call mobile responsive design. This is very modern. It means that your site will look great no matter how big or small the screen is that your customers are using to visit your site. All sites look great even on a 3.5-inch screen all the way up to a 27-inch screen. That's mobile responsive design, and it's fundamental to every single Squarespace site no matter what you're doing. Please try it free for 2 weeks. It only will cost you money, and you'll only need our offer code if you decide to buy. Visit the look at the pricing on this. Standard, $8 a month when you buy a yearly plan, but I like the unlimited plan. I've never heard of this. For $16 a month when you buy a year plan, you get unlimited pages, galleries, unlimited blogs, unlimited bandwidth. Unlimited bandwidth. You never have to worry about getting popular because you don't pay extra. You'll never see a bandwidth bill. Unlimited storage, unlimited contributors. And when you buy an annual plan, either the $8 or the $16 a month plan, they will also Register your domain name for free and hook it up so it's all working so you go directly to your site. This is a great deal. So I'm going to make that deal a little bit better even. If you decide you want to buy, do the free trial. Use the offer code KnowHow12, and you could take 10% off your first purchase. If you're buying a year plan, that's going to be a significant savings. It's like a free month and a half or something. Squarespace.com. If you decide to buy, KnowHow12 is the offer code. Amazing people doing a really great job of web hosting. I, as Actar Leo Laporte, KnowHow, and we're showing you how to take the contents of a DVD and put it on an Apple TV. We've done the first part, which is to rip the DVD. IAS is using a software program called Handbrake, along, if this were copy protected, with VLC for breaking the copy protection. He also likes MakeMKV. And I mentioned SlySoft. They do some great stuff like any DVD. You got it on the hard drive?
I got the video on the hard drive. I'm going to play it real quick. You'll see the MP4. It's going to load.
Go full screen. I want to see how good the quality is.
All right, let's go full screen. Now, remember, this is off a DVD, so this is
looks great.
Right now,
that's you.
That's me. A long time ago, I used to have longer hair, no beard.
You look
beard.
Like Elvis.
Thank you. I liked Elvis just fine. But I had sideburns. I had a whole different look, and eventually, I went jumping out of this plane. There I am. See, screaming out of the plane.
Wow.
That's true. I did do that. That is very much true. Anyway, before...
Oh, that's no fair. You're attached by a wire.
Well, I'm attached to this. I'm strapped
that's
to this.
Cheating.
It's all green screened, I promise.
That's cheating. No, He's hanging from a wire.
I'm tethered to a person. But the thing is, I want to see this on my Apple TV in nice, glorious images.
Well, now you got it on the computer.
Right.
How do you get to the Apple TV?
Well, before we get to the Apple TV, I want to make it look pretty. When I'm looking at the Apple TV interface, I want to see album art, and I want to see information about it instead of just the title.
That's something we should point out. You know, on your DVD, you've got a menu structure, you've got titles, you've got all sorts of stuff. Most of these programs do not preserve those. Some of them can. Handbrake does not. It's just trying to get the movie.
Right, it's going to get the movie out, and the thing is, if you want to add in tags, so like, people are familiar with this with their music, right?
Right.
If you just have the file name and you don't have any metadata, it just shows up as file name.
Right.
But there's a program on the Mac side called Identify. On the Windows side, there's Media Monkey.
Add that.
They're both free, and what they do is, if you had a different copy, maybe you ripped a movie that was copy protected, it might be able to automatically find out things for you. But since this movie is not on the IMDb database, actually that's redundant, isn't it? Since this isn't on IMDb, we're going to have to put in some of this data ourselves.
But normally, and you mentioned this when we did the Plex episode, it's nice to have that metadata. It's not album art in the movie case, but
right,
I guess the box art. You know, information about when it was made, directors, star, and stuff. These programs, Identify for Macintosh, Media Monkey for Windows, will get that data from IMDb and add it to the file.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go on my screen. We're going to show you Identify working and how we can actually make our videos look as good as if you bought it from iTunes or from Amazon. So it's going to automatically try to look up the video. Since all these buttons here look up. See, these are all gray. Had the program
you mean
found.
IMDb doesn't know about your great skydiving video?
Can you believe that?
Shocking.
I mean, I think I need to register a complaint. But what we're going to do is we're going to edit the tags. So I would like some artwork. I happen to have the box art. We'll just dump that in there. Then we're going to go to general, let's say album. Artist. That's me. And comment. I jumped and didn't make it. Okay, so what I can do, whatever you want to add to this, you can add the year, and like here's a section for IMDb code if it happens to be listed on IMDb. Lots of different things. If you put in the IMDb code, it'll fill out the rest for you if it works that way. So if I wanted to lie to everybody and say, hey, this is Dark Knight Rises, I could just like drop in a code right here and it would show up. But we're not going to do that. We're going to hit done editing. And we have to save the file. So once we save this, this metadata is going to be in the actual file. This is tied to the file. You don't have to keep moving three or four different pieces every single time you move the video. So now we've got that. It's all pretty. Let's go to iTunes because Apple TV will not bother to see anything unless it's on iTunes first.
So we're going to import into iTunes.
Right. So what we're going to do is I got my file here. It says Skydiving for Science.
Really? Was science involved?
Well,
there was a lot of prayer involved, I'm guessing.
So I'm going to drag and drop it right in. That's the easiest way to import. And you can see right now it says new. You can see the album art. It says Skydiving for Science. I can zoom in and show you.
How did it get that?
How did it get that?
The album art. You took a picture?
I literally took a picture. You probably could scan it if you want to. I literally took a picture of the box
that
they gave me.
That's a nice touch, though, because it really, it's just not a big question mark.
The other thing is, you can make it anything. It could just be Leo's face on it.
Or in this case, Dark Knight Falls.
whatever you want. So right there, obviously, it's in iTunes. So we've got it this far. We've got album art. We've got this. If I click in the new iTunes, you can see the information. Runtime 6 minutes. Fantastic. So, we've got our Apple TV. We've hooked everything up with iTunes Home Sharing.
Yes.
That's a given. You have to be able to do that first. That's
for another day.
That's pretty basic.
It's not that basic, but yeah, you presume you have that.
I'm going to presume you got that far. If you got this far in the episode, I'm pretty sure you could do that without me mentioning how to do that. So we're going to do, let's see, where are we? I think we're just going to send it to the Apple TV just now and see if it works, because it should. We should be able to watch this no problem.
That's what we're seeing on the screen.
Right, here's our Apple TV.
Well, there's The Dark Knight. There's Get Him to the Greek. There's skydiving. No, don't play Get Him to the Greek. Skydiving for Sights.
Now, what you're
I love that Russell Brand. Why he dumped Katy Perry, I'll never understand.
I think it went the other way. But if you look at the Apple TV, you can see the big album art. Now, I bought Captain America, so you can see album art, descriptions. You can put in all
these
things.
Yeah, when you buy it on iTunes, it's kind of pre-populated, right?
And
yeah.
Let's go back up to Skydiving for Science. We can just click
this. You see the length and you see the name. I think you should give this a PG, because I think at the end you go,
there might be some swearing involved, but we shouldn't discuss that. But yeah, so we're going to talk about, let's move this along. Let's get this to the actual jump. Yeah, there I am. That's what they tell you to smile. It gives you that beautiful thing.
That's a nice smile. Look at that. Good job, Iaz.
There you go. Jumping
out of
it.
You did that once, huh?
I've done that twice. I only recorded it once for Science.
Okay. All right.
So I did this back in New York. This is Skydive the Ranch. For some reason, you want to go there. I think they're great. I just really enjoy
it
there.
If I now wanted to put it on my iPad, all I'd have to do is sync the iPad to iTunes, and it'd be on there, right? I said sync movies.
Oh, yeah. If it works in iTunes, it's probably going to work on all your iDevices.
Right.
And the other thing is, it'll probably work on pretty much anything. Because, again, Apple is the most limited one. So your Android device, which probably can play anything anyway, it'll definitely play this.
Yeah, it makes sense. You go with the lowest common denominator, the weakest link of the chain, in this case, the Apple TV.
I did find some limitations. Okay, so if you wanted to be a one-to-one with DVDs, you obviously lose the menu structure. If you want extra features, they have obviously different titles. On top of that, though, you can access multiple audio streams. You can encode that in Handbrake. So if there's like French in your video, if there is Spanish, you can add them all
and
in.
How do you choose that? Which one?
In Handbrake, I will show you right now.
So it'll see all the extra ones,
right.
And
it'll
you can
find
decide.
It. So you can just keep adding them all you want.
But then when you're playing it back, how do you choose?
On the Apple TV, I believe you just hold down menu and it'll show
it'll
up as
show
an option.
You the choices. Awesome.
Now, there is an option.
That's really cool.
There is an option in Handbrake for subtitles. Now, what I found out is that the way QuickTime and Apple TV work, they do not like images used as subtitles, so they will not show up there. They will only show up in things like VLC and other clients. So it's kind of a strange...
Another good reason to have VLC, by the way, which you needed so that you could rip copy protect them.
So, I mean, if you wanted subtitles, you could force them in, you can burn them in. I don't particularly like that, so that there is some compromise, but then again, you just have this extra copy sitting around.
Well, that was pretty straightforward. Just a real quick recap. You're going to rip the DVD, that is, get it onto your hard drive. Of course, you have to have a computer that has a DVD player. You'll need software, too. We talked about a number of them. Handbrake, that requires VLC to copy protected movies. Make MKV, that's another one. Will that only make MKV format files, or that'll make a variety of them?
It'll make MKV, and from there you could pump it through Handbrake to change the format.
All right. And then I recommend, if you want a commercial program from SlySoft, any DVD, and they even have one for a Blu-ray. Somebody in our chat room is saying, I think DVD Fab, they like that one. So there are many
there are a lot of pay options. I was looking for the freer ones. I know Make MKV costs money, but you get to try it out so often.
DVD Fab, that's it.
DVD Fab is interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that one personally, but
I'm going to write that down because I haven't either. And a number of people in the chat room say they really like that. So let me. That's not free either. It's a commercial product. DVD Fab.
Some folks are mentioning, why not just jailbreak your Apple TV, install Plex or XBMC? That's doable. Very doable. Actually, I don't know if the third one is. I know the second gen was jailbroken. That is very doable. This, for me, in my home, I'll explain what I have. I have the Apple TV as a redundant system. I have my media center attached to everything. So if and when that fails, because it does, I run to my Apple TV and watch the video I wanted to watch.
Really,
and when that
fails, you wouldn't want to be without a skydiving movie at your fingertips.
Hey, listen, I gotta prove it every single time that I was jumping out of a plane. But I like to get my content really fast. Before we wrap up, how about a quick tip?
How about it?
Let's run this, because you know I made this throwaway comment and folks wanted to know more about printing to their iPad. I'm Ayaz Akhtar, and this is a know-how quick tip. You know, the other day I suggested printing to your iPad, and folks were like, how do I do that? Well, after this quick tip, you'll know how. Now, the application I've been using for the past couple of years is something called Act Printer. What it allows you to do for your Mac or Windows machine is it allows your machine to see your iPad or now Android device as a virtual printer. You can print PDFs from your computer to your handheld. It's actually pretty neat. One word of warning though, the applications for iOS and Android are not free. They cost $2 a pop. So let's actually show you how it works. We're the Act Printer site. We're gonna download Act Printer for Mac, because that's what we're running right now. And we're gonna download that zip file. We've gone ahead and installed the Act Printer for Mac app. We're gonna double click that. And all the instructions you need for Act Printer to work are written right on the application. You gotta connect your Mac and your mobile device to the same network. You have to open the Act Printer app on your mobile device or your computer won't see it. And third, there's an active step. Once the PDF is actually in the app, you have to hit OK or it won't print to your device. So let's print something, anything we can, to our iPad. We got our iPad right here. We're gonna open up the app, because you need to have the app running. Right now it looks like nothing's there because we haven't printed anything yet. We're gonna print out something from TextEdit because let's see if it works at all. We're writing hello world, good to see you. I was printed from a Mac to an iPad. Okay, great. Now we wanna print this out. So we're gonna hit Command P. Now here's where it gets a little tricky, right? You have to go to PDF and then it says print using Act Printer. And what you're gonna see now on the app on the right side is that it says documents ready to be printed, that's untitled 3.pdf, to our printer, which is Starscream, otherwise known as my iPad. I'm a Transformers fan. Hit okay. Hello world, good to see you. I was printed from a Mac to an iPad. So right there, you can print PDFs to your iOS device or Android. By the way, don't forget, these applications run on Mac and Windows and Android and iOS. Now, if you don't want to pay $2 an option or install virtual printers, the other super easy way to do this is using something like Dropbox or Box.net. All you do is you print out whatever it is you want as a PDF, then upload it to your Dropbox, then open it up on your iPad. Boom, it's like you printed without having to do anything. Some folks were like, why bother with that? The weird thing is,
I thought you were twisting it around. I thought you were saying, how do you print from your iPad?
No, to your iPad.
Print to your iPad.
I like virtual printers. Like when the Kindle came out, that's what I wanted it to do. I just wanted to take everything I had, because I used to read lots of documents and things for school. I wanted to print to that.
That's really interesting.
But now, obviously, you can do it with Dropbox. Lots of different options out there. But it was a throwaway comment that people were very curious about. So they emailed us. And by the way, you can always contact us. You can send us an email at knowhow@twit.tv, because that's where you guys have been throwing in show ideas, quick tip suggestions, all kinds of fun projects you guys have been trying out. You can leave us a voicemail if you want to, 408-800-KNOW. That's 408-800-5669. And all this data, everything we talked about today, every old episode, every crazy project we've tried out, available at twit.tv/KH. Where you can download this in high definition if you wanted to. You could slow down the video. You could speed up the video. You could see the links to everything you need. It's all available at twit.tv/KH. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Leo. It's up all the
really?
Time. Really? It's a fantastic
site. Well,
that's
impressive. That we don't ever close.
No,
we
that's
never
right.
close.
So why we're not live? We record live, on Thursdays at 3?
3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. If you add 3 to 2, that makes 5. And then you add 8 to 15, that makes 23. That's the time UTC, 2300.
I UTC. Think you just broke my brain again. Thanks, man. Thank you, Leo.
Hey, you really ought to join us live. But if you can't, we also make on-demand audio and video available after the fact at Twit and everywhere podcasts are offered.
Well, that pretty much does it for us this week. Now that you know how.
Why don't you go out and get ripping? We'll see you later. Bye.